Even though.
Even though.
I have this horrendous spasm.
This is
moody.
Picky.
You never know when it's going to hit me. Muscle spasm. On the right side of my body. This very intense pain. On the right side of my body. I never expected. The pain to be here. Once he got home. All that fear. When he was called. All that fear. And I had to be so brave. And hold it together. When I really didn't want to. Whatever emotion. I haven't been able to release. Wouldn't it be nice? If this tapping. Could gently release. All this chaos of emotion. My body's been holding on to. This huge feeling. Like a hand grabbing me. And twisting. I'm all twisted up. From all this emotion. Life. Work. Just the horror. Of him being called back. It was too much. Even hearing. He might come home. It was too much. I was so afraid. It wouldn't be true. I didn't know to feel good.
Or cry.
Or what to do. I was afraid I'd jinx it. All these emotions. Trapped in my body. All this emotion.
I'm so happy.
I'm so relieved. And yet my body.
Can't seem to release.
All this stress. All this fear.
All this anger.
How dare they call him? He was doing so much.
For our community.
He'd already served his time.
It's so unfair.
How can people deal with this? And the pain I feel. For every mother. Whose son is called. Every wife.
Every grandchild.
I can't let go of this pain. Just because my son is home. Because I know what it's like. I know what people are living through. How can I let it go?
When I know.
How awful it feels.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could let this go now.
It's not my turn.
To hold all this emotion.
And I would carry it.
If it would bring all the sons home safely.
But the truth is.
Holding this pain.
Holding this stress.
Isn't serving anyone.
And I want to feel good.
I am so grateful. My son is home. I am so happy.
For his children.
For his wife.
I am so grateful. I am so grateful.
I deserve to feel good.
This crazy pain.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If my body could release.
All this trauma. From overwhelming emotion.
Overwhelming fear.
Overwhelming grief.
Not just for me.
But for so many people.
This really happened to us.
They called him back.
And there was nothing we could do about it.
They really called him back. He really had to say goodbye. And then they let him go. It's like torture.
It doesn't make any sense.
And I'm so grateful he's back. But the truth is. It makes me mad. They put us through it. And I don't want to be mad.
I still might jinx it.
This inability.
To feel safe.
This inability.
To relax.
And feel safe.
And feel safe. I'm asking. Every cell in this body. Every muscle in this body. All the nerves and fibers in this body.
To release.
This chaos of emotions. It no longer serves us. And I want to thank this body.
For all it's been through.
I am a mother.
It was heartbreaking.
It was frightening. It was horrifying. That feeling powerless. I don't know how to let that go. That feeling powerless. I'm safe now. I made a choice.
To be strong.
To be there for my family. And I did just that. I want to remember. That I wasn't powerless. I made a choice. To continue.
With life.
And I did that. I wasn't as powerless. As I've been believing. And I deeply and completely
want to love and accept this body.
And all it's been through. I'm doing the best I can. I always have. And now I'd like to feel a little bit better. Okay. Is it still?
It's not as bad, but I can still feel it. But it has eased up. But you never know when it's going to hit you.
Okay. Even though. I never know when it's going to hit me. Just like I never expected them.
To call them back.
I never know when it's going to hit me. How can I feel safe now?
They apparently don't know what they're doing.
And they might call them again.
How can I feel safe?
It could happen at any time.
The unthinkable.
The unbearable.
I know this.
Wouldn't it be nice? If I could feel safe anyway. It was too much pressure.
It was too much pressure.
Even work. Our big project. And I took it out.
Extended it.
So unexpected. Things can come out of nowhere. Grab hold of me. And shake my life up. How can I relax? When this past 12 months. Has really taken a toll. The unexpected. Can happen at any time. I know that more than most.
And now.
I want to feel safe anyway. I could get hit by a bus.
Terrible things happen all the time.
I want to feel safe anyway. Because I deserve. To enjoy having my son home.
I deserve.
To feel good.
After this project.
I deserve. To find my balance again.
With my life.
In the present moment.
I worried so much.
I don't know how to let it go. These muscles. Don't know how to let it go. I've forgotten.
What it feels like.
To not be on edge. I don't know how to do it. I wonder if they have a teat for that. Wouldn't it be nice?
If this tapping.
Could give my nerve system.
My muscles.
Whatever they need.
To relax again.
So that I might know.
How to be at peace.
In my own body. In this moment. In my life. My chaotic life.
I'm not sure.
If I'm going to know who I am. Without all this pressure. I'm afraid to let it go. I'm really afraid to let it go. Because without all this drive and pressure. I might change my mind.
About my work.
And that scares me to death. You got some work stuff going on, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's a long time.
So is there decisions coming up that you need to make or you could make?
That I'd like to make.
Okay. Even though. Without all this fear distraction.
Without all this fear distraction.
All this pressure.
All this pressure.
All this commitment.
All this commitment.
I don't know how.
I don't know how.
To get clear.
To get clear.
On what I really want.
On what I really want.
And what I'm really going to give up for.
And what I'm really going to give up for.
And if I don't have this pain in my side.
And if I don't have this pain in my side.
I might have to focus on me.
I might have to focus on me.
I think I'll keep the pain.
I think I'll keep the pain.
Without all this pressure.
Without all this pressure.
All these deadlines.
All these deadlines.
My family needing me.
Me.
I might actually have to get in touch.
I might actually have to get in touch
with what I truly want.
With what I truly want.
And I've been dodging that one.
I've been dodging that one
for over a year.
For over a year.
All this tightness in my heart.
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 I'm afraid to decide.
I'm afraid to decide
what I already know.
I already know.
All this fear.
All this fear.
It was so much easier.
It was so much easier.
Putting it outside of me.
Putting it outside of me.
I don't want to make the decision.
I don't want to make the decision.
I want to love and accept myself anyway.
I want to love and accept myself anyway.
This inability.
This inability.
To know peace.
To know peace.
Accepting what I want.
Accepting what I want.
This inability.
This inability.
To believe.
To believe.
It could turn out.
It could turn out
better than I'm thinking.
Better than I'm thinking.
I'm so good.
I'm so good.
At worrying.
At worrying.
I've forgotten. How to feel.
How to feel.
Positive expectations.
Positive expectations.
And I want to love and accept myself.
And I want to love and accept myself.
Anyway.
Anyway.
All my excuses.
All my excuses.
Have come to an end.
Have come to an end.
And I don't think I'm ready.
And I don't think I'm ready.
To own what I want.
To own what I want.
To own what I feel.
To own what I feel.
To own what I know.
To own what I know.
And I want to love and accept myself.
And I want to love and accept myself.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Okay, big deep breath. Okay, so what are you feeling right now?
I'm not feeling any pain right now. Mm-hmm. But I have the expectation of pain, so I...
Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm waiting for it.
Okay, even though.
Even though.
Tapping only works.
Tapping only works.
When Helen's in the room.
When Helen's in the room.
It's not going to last.
It's not going to last.
It can't last.
It can't last.
I can't do it for myself.
I can't do it for myself.
The truth is.
The truth is.
I don't want to give the pain up.
I don't want to give the pain up.
It's so distracting.
It's so distracting.
It keeps me stuck.
It keeps me stuck.
I'm so good.
I'm so good at stuck.
I've been embracing stuck.
I've been embracing stuck.
I've been honoring stuck.
I've been honoring stuck.
I've been feeling safe and stuck.
I've been feeling safe and stuck.
And I'm about to let all that go.
I'm about to let all that go.
Of course I'm afraid.
Terrified.
Well, a little muscle spasm.
A little muscle spasm.
Is nothing.
Is nothing.
Compared to what I'm afraid of.
And I deeply.
And completely. Want to love and accept myself.
Want to love and accept myself.
Anyway.
Anyway.
You're not feeling
anything?
No. Move it up.
Well, I did notice, yeah, it moved up into my neck a little bit.
Maybe it'll just go out the top or out the ear. This moving pain.
This moving pain.
Wouldn't it be something?
Wouldn't it be something?
If it could take the fear.
If it could take the fear.
And leave my body.
And leave my body.
Who would I be?
Who would I be?
I can't let that go.
I can't let that go.
I've been identifying. With fear.
With fear.
For so long now.
For so long now.
I don't know who I'd be.
I don't know who I'd be.
I'm afraid. Of fear.
Of fear.
And I'm afraid. To not have fear. Can you imagine what I'd do?
Can you imagine what I'd do?
What I would decide?
What I would decide.
If I let this fear go?
If I let this fear go.
And how will I forgive myself?
And how will I forgive myself?
For taking so long.
For taking so long.
If I let this fear go?
If I let this fear go.
I need this fear.
I need this fear.
It's a part of me.
It's a part of me.
I might consider. Letting it go.
Letting it go.
I don't want to let it go.
I don't want to let it go.
Because then I have to be honest.
Then I have to be honest.
With what I really want.
With what I really want.
I don't know if I can do that. And I deeply. And completely. Love and accept myself. Anyway. Even though the truth is. The fear isn't really working for me. The pain isn't really stopping me. I'm going to have to decide. I already know that. So I'm asking this body. To work with me now. So that I might know. Some peace. Even though. This is a really big decision. And it's so much easier. Holding all this pain. All this fear. In my muscles. Because that's tangible. People understand that. It's distracting. It's limiting. It's a wonderful excuse. To stay stuck. And I deeply. And completely. Want to love and accept myself. And all this fear. I'm doing the best I can.